The Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.
That one goes out to Marie and Andrew, who both sent me text. Nice song choice for Friday. I love the Beastie Boys. That's Marie. And Andrew's all pumped up. Yeah! Playing the Beastie Boys. There you go. That's what we do on, you know, Throwback Friday tunes. And we got more coming. It's 921. Sunshine today and cool. 37. Sunny both days on the weekend. 45 tomorrow. 53 on Sunday. Yeah, but then don't look at Monday or Tuesday.
It's a tease,
you won't
right?
be happy. Okay. Yeah. It's only 22, man. We are solid on 22 since we started.
Good
well,
Lord.
Actually, it dropped a degree and now we're back up
Let's
to
spring
22.
Forward. How far ahead did we spring?
We sprung till next winter. I think that's what happened. Crazy. All right, I'm calling this segment. This is some kind of crazy. She found a dating app on her boyfriend's phone, and then she bought a samurai sword.
Okay, I'm concerned about how the two connect, but okay.
Shall I continue?
Cause and effect, Trisha.
Here we go. So the boyfriend's asleep. Emily Javier reached for the samurai sword that she had secretly taped earlier in the day to the side of her bed. The room was dark. She had to grab her phone so she could see a little bit better. Alex Lovell asleep next to her from playing too many video games, she says. She said that to the police. I knew he'd be sleeping because, you know, he plays video games all the time. But he was cheating on her, and she knew the signs. Tinder on his phones, scratches across his back, a girl's hair in their shower drain. Javier allegedly started hacking him in his sleep.
Oh, my
God. With a samurai sword.
Oh, jeez.
Lovell woke up to his girlfriend of 2 years attacking him with the sword. His survival instincts kicked in. His martial arts training kicked in from all the kung fu films he's watched. It all clicked.
Doesn't count.
I was able to wing chun my way to survival, he said. Referring to the Chinese martial art, he eventually wrapped Javier in a bear hug. He says, I saw the look in her eyes, and it scared the living poop out of me.
The samurai sword didn't do that for you, huh?
I told her I loved her, and she was killing me. She needed to call police, or I was going to die. She then breaks off the attack and calls 911. And she told him, I just stabbed my boyfriend. I think he's dead, but he wasn't. He's going to survive. His injuries, though, he's got some injuries. He lost his index, middle, and ring fingers on his hand, but
oh my gosh.
He's happy to be alive.
Now, let me guess. Are they still together?
Well, it doesn't say in the story, but I'm guessing, you know, love can survive anything.
Right?
It really can. Even a samurai when you hack off somebody's fingers.
This sounds like one of those stories where it ends, oh, they celebrated their 10th anniversary just last week.
So the guy says, I've been preparing my whole life for something like this. Like to be attacked, and he would go into his kung fu mode.
He got what he wanted.
She pleaded guilty, first-degree attempted murder. Alex, known as Biggie in the local gamer scene, is an avid player of Player Unknown's Battleground, a multiplayer online fighting game. So he used his instincts from watching the game to save his own life. He logs 12 to 13 hours a day playing the game.
Oh, my God.
And he says, I wasn't cheating on you. I have no time to cheat on you.
I'm too busy playing video games.
I barely have time to hang out with my girlfriend, let alone another girl, he says. Doctors, good news, were able to reattach his fingers that were reportedly hacked off at the base.
Oh.
He also suffered wounds to his feet, legs, torso, neck, and head. She remains in custody, so she's in jail.
Wow, it's going to be hard for him to play those video games now that he doesn't have fingers.
Maybe that's why she went there.
So he's good.
Yeah, I don't even see where this happened. Anyway, northeast of Portland, Oregon.
That was super uplifting. Great.
Well, no, that's some kind of crazy, though, ain't it?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, when you're upset about somebody and cheating on them, to go through the level of planning to take a machete and tape it to the side of your bed.
No, to go to Amazon for
a machete,
a samurai sword. No, machete is short.
Oh yeah,
a
this I'm sorry.
Sword
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is about 4 feet
right,
long.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Don't you want something you can maneuver better, OJ?
Right. And when that showed up in the mail, didn't he kind of wonder? She tell him she was taking up golf.
He
or
doesn't
hockey
get.
Or...
He doesn't get the mail. He's too busy playing 12 to 13 hours of video games.
And what do the people at Amazon think? And there's people ordering samurai swords.
And you watch. These two will end up getting back together.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
She gets out of jail and she goes up to him and says, my bad. We're good.
All yeah. they need is a knife sharpener. Uh-huh. That's what I'm going to get them for their wedding gift.
That's it. 9:25, more Friday Throwback Tunes next on The Q.
I'm Jonathan Messenger.